You're listening to The Takeaway from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Oh, man, that is great music. The World Cup kicks off in just a few hours in South Africa, and the music we're listening to is Waving Flag, the official song of the World Cup by Somali-Canadian hip-hop artist Kanaan. Great. One of the great things about the World Cup, Todd, is the music because, I mean, Brazil is about music and South Africa and that's a different kind of music. Vuvuzela.
That's my music for the World
Vuvuzela,
Cup right
there. That's the horn that Todd has been blowing all morning. And just a few minutes, we're going to have Femi Okeh on the South African response here in the States. And I know that you're looking forward to that conversation
also. I'm looking forward to that conversation with Femi because I have to say, yesterday in the Takeaway newsroom, Femi came up to me. She is English, of course. And the U.S. plays England on Saturday. And all that Femi did was a victory dance in front of me 48 hours before the match was even to start. Now, she's probably right, but she's not definitely right. And I want everyone to know that she's already done her victory dance on the outside chance that the U.S. pulls off a miracle. Everyone's going to have to know.
World Cup has taken over the Takeaway, folks. So first, we're going to have a conversation with our sports contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Ibrahim, you've got three themes for us. By the way, are you doing a victory dance for anybody?
Well, I won't say that it would be a miracle if the U.S. beats the U.K. I think it could definitely happen.
Okay. I like the sound of that.
Themes. Theme one.
Well, disappointing injuries and two captains that may not play. First is Didier Drogba of Ivory Coast. He's one of the top five strikers in the world. He fractured his elbow, so he probably won't play. And at 32 years old, he probably won't play in another cup. So it's really tragic for Ivory Coast, who could have made it really deep in this year's cup. Then there's Rio Ferdinand of England. He was the captain. He tore his ligament in practice, in his knee in practice, a defenseman, an anchor of the defense, and they're going to have to win without a key leader. So the takeaway here is this means it might be a chance for younger players to prove themselves on the world scene. So we'll see. Look for the younger English players and younger Ivory Coast players to really prove themselves.
Okay, theme two, Maradona.
The team with God on their side, and that's Argentina. The most famous player in the world in Argentina's history is Diego Maradona. He's now the coach. He has the nickname God. Could you imagine playing against God? So he led.
Living up to that.
Right. He did in a sense in the soccer world because he led the team to the cup in 1986. He scored a famous goal in 86 called the Hand of God, which is an illegal goal that he scored to beat England in the quarterfinals. But this year he's playing alongside his old coach that he won with in 86. And the other ingredient for winning is Lionel Messi, who's the best forward in the world, the best striker in the world. He plays for Barcelona. Those are the ingredients for them to go to a distance.
Okay, third theme, it's in South Africa.
Yes, it's in South Africa.
First time it's been on the African continent.
Correct, exactly. So it's not to say that Africa is a monolith, but every World Cup except for one, the winner was from the host continent, North and South Africa. South America, count as one. The best African team is Ivory Coast, but they have an injured captain who we talked about earlier, and he probably won't play. So, but they're also in the group of death with Brazil and Portugal. So it's going to be tricky for them to get out. So leading the way for the African continent are Ghana and Nigeria with the best shot. Now, of course, everyone is in the world is going to be rooting for South Africa. I know I'll be rooting for South Africa.
Home team.
Exactly. But the dark horse here is Algeria, and Algeria beat Egypt to win the Africa Cup, to get in. It was a political story in and of itself. So Algeria, look for Algeria to make some waves in this cup this year.
All right. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, he's also written a blog post about the three themes he's looking for, the ones he's just talked about in this year's World Cup. You can read his tips on our blog at thetakeaway.org. Just click blogs.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.